Hello and welcome. This is at TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Faith in God During the Hard Times. The economy in the United States and all over the world has been down for quite some time. Many people have lost their jobs, careers, homes, businesses, and everything they own. In the United States, we are looking at around 14.5 million people out of work and growing. Many have exhausted their unemployment and no longer receive supplemental income. These are hard times for many men, women, and children, especially when there is no end in sight. Do you have faith in God? The United States lost all its self-sufficiency and outsources much of its business that used to take place right in this country. It stopped much of its mining, manufacturing, and industry, and now construction has come to a screeching halt because it overbuilt during the time that they irresponsibly gave out loans to anyone willing to accept one. The United States government, businesses, banks, and the people have amounted massive amounts of debt. Everyone has had a hand in the decline of the United States because we all support the big banks, the insurance companies, big corporations that outsource and have moved their businesses out of this country, and letting the government slowly take away our freedom. The bottom line is, it's all about greed. This country is so addicted to debt. This country is going to have to pay for its corrupt ways, and it's not all about what you just read. But what it is about is this nation rebelling against God in many ways. The decline of family structure, the decay of spirituality and morality. Look at the lack of faith in God and where people are placing their hope. For instance, the people decided to put their hope in a man and elected him president with the assumption that he was going to change things. Things changed for the worst. So again, they went to the polls with the idea that they would change things again in hopes that this would work. Well, good luck. It's not going to happen. Hard times are coming in the near future for this country, unlike anyone has ever seen, and people are not going to be prepared for it. And the main reason is because they are not right with God, and they lack faith in God. They have their hope all in the wrong places, man and materialism. People are not strong in faith, and so they anguish themselves with worries and fears. If you are strong in faith and trust God without worries, fears, and doubts, then you understand exactly what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. That is why I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you are to eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. Surely, life means more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, for all his worrying, add one single cubit to his span of life? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his regalia was robed like one of these. Now if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, you men of little faith? Jesus had a lot of faith in God, and look at what he accomplished. So do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed? It is the pagans who set their hearts on all these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. Set your hearts on his kingdom first and on his righteousness, and all these other things will be given you as well. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. It is your choice what you are going to do. You can suffer with those that don't trust God, or you can have faith in God and not have to worry or fear anything. Just remember this, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can be the slave of two masters. He will either hate the first and love the second, or treat the first with respect and the second with scorn. You cannot be the slave of both God and money, also gold, silver, etc., and materialism. Who or what are you going to put your hope and trust in? Invest in God, not gold. Thank you, and may God bless you and protect you day by day.